Good evening, I'm Naila Huda and this is Agenda Awani. With the latest round of lockdown in Malaysia, many more businesses, especially small and medium enterprises, will be put to the test once again. The government estimated over 30,000 businesses folded up between March and November last year after the first Movement Control Order, MCO, was announced. And with little savings left and still not much room to breathe, even with the recent stimulus package announced, we're seeing small businesses having to utilize all the resources they can get to survive. And one silver lining that we can see amidst this cloudy outlook is that it does force businesses to adapt to the changing times. And for many, going digital is their lifeline. This also creates room for tech giants like Google to play a more proactive role, providing tools for the most vulnerable communities to rebuild themselves in the post-pandemic world. Google.org is a data-driven and human-focused philanthropic arm of Google, combining funding and technical expertise to support the most vulnerable. In Asia Pacific, Google's philanthropic work is led by Maria Relic, who focuses on driving regional planning and community investments, making digital literacy accessible to all. We're excited to have you on the show, Maria. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, many of us already know Google by name, obviously, but I think not everyone might be familiar with Google's philanthropic arm, Google.org. And what exactly does Google do around the world through this philanthropic arm? So maybe we can start off by sharing just a little bit about the role that you do at Google.org and how exactly does Google approach philanthropy?
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Naila, for having me today. Well, Google.org is the philanthropic arm of Google. And just as it's Google's mission to make products universally accessible and helpful, at Google.org, we take the same approach by providing the best resources of Google to nonprofit organizations and social impact organizations as they tackle complex societal problems. So what do we mean by providing the best resources of Google? It's really about taking this holistic approach and look at the offerings of unique blend of support that includes three main resources. The first one is our grant funding. That is just one of the components of how we help our grantees. But then the second one is our Googlers, as we call them, our volunteers, which is very important part of our philanthropic approach to engage our Googlers to help and volunteer their skills and time with our grantees as mentors, for example. And the third one is we also provide technology and digital tools for nonprofit organizations through Google for Nonprofits, for example, platform, as we want to enable these organizations with our technology. For me, my role is really to work very closely with these nonprofit organizations and help identify areas where we as a company can be most helpful, so we know what are the levers that we can pull together and improve and scale their initiatives. Contributing to the positive change is a privilege, and technology has that ability to level the playing field for everyone. Being able to help these nonprofit organizations to scale their efforts and initiatives with the company's best resources, including technology, and help them make a difference to many people who are struggling is what keeps me inspired to do my work. And as someone who was previously with the nonprofit world before starting my corporate philanthropy journey more than a decade ago, I'm immensely grateful to be able to support these organizations in any way, and especially during this COVID crisis.
Maria, I think it goes without saying that the COVID-19 pandemic has affected all of us in one way or another. And I'm interested to find out, how has the pandemic perhaps affected the work that you do at Google.org, how you strategize and how the pandemic has maybe influenced or shaped the work that you do there?
Well, one thing is certain, COVID-19 has certainly impacted millions of people directly and billions more through the impact on the regional economy. Reports have shown that more than 81 million people have lost their jobs here in Asia Pacific, and with another 25 million seeing their income shrink to the poverty levels, and the numbers actually continue to rise. So as the pandemic evolves, so has our strategy. We quickly pivoted our efforts to support organizations that are focused in areas such as, on one hand, health and humanitarian response, but also economic relief and recovery. So looking at the humanitarian response, vaccine equity has been one of the primary areas of focus, and we recognize that getting vaccines to people is a complex problem to solve. So what we did, for example, we recently provided a cash grant for 250,000 COVID-19 vaccinations for countries in need. And this was done through our grantee, Gavi, to accelerate global distribution. And for the second part, the economic relief and recovery, we know that this area is very important. And with continued economic challenges, such as rising unemployment and demand for new skills, we recognize that technology can help people find work, keep businesses going, and learn new skills. So from our side, we are really laser focused on our commitment to supporting impacted small and medium enterprises and underserved communities with the right digital skills so then they can recover and rebuild. One thing that we did, for example, is to support the Go Digital ASEAN initiative led by the Asia Foundation across 10 ASEAN countries. The aim of this initiative is to equip underserved small and medium enterprises and impacted businesses with the right digital skills. Besides our support of the $3 million grant, this initiative was also supported by the ASEAN Secretariat and Ministry of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperative here in Malaysia. And here in Malaysia, actually, this organization, this initiative partners with Startup Malaysia and Interior Youth Centers. And these are the two implementing partners of the Go Digital ASEAN initiative. They're currently helping entrepreneurs, and especially women and indigenous groups, to adopt basic digital skills in commerce. And quite often, we can easily forget some of the human impact stories when we talk about these big numbers. So for me, it was really inspiring to learn more about the story of Farida. Farida is a student entrepreneur from Kuala Lumpur, and she has been selling hijabs online since last July when COVID-19 was happening. She wanted to find a way to boost her sales and business and sign up for this Digital ASEAN initiative, where she learned how to develop her company's branding and improve her digital skills. Now, Farida is a proud owner of her own label, Rose Valet, and has been able to actively promote her brand across various social platforms. So this is just one of the examples to share.
Maria, it's interesting that you mentioned women entrepreneurs and how you're supporting several initiatives, one of them including the Go Digital ASEAN, to help these underserved communities gain digital skills, especially in the current pandemic. So I want to know, from Google.org's perspective, has there been a concerted push towards assisting and supporting more women and girls?
Education, we all know, is a vital foundation to unlocking some opportunities for women in technology. And while we are all making progress, there is a need to bridge this gap to fully leverage the opportunities and potential that come about from a fast-growing digital economy, and especially in today's current pandemic world. Studies, for example, have shown that globally, women are almost 2 times more likely to lose their jobs as a result of COVID-19. And yet it's really interesting to know that worldwide, less than 2% of philanthropy goes to causes that focus on women and girls. Something that I'm personally very proud of is the initiative we launched in March, our Google.org Impact Challenge for Women and Girls, for nonprofits to advance the economic empowerment of this very group. Through this open call, we will provide $25 million in grant and Google expertise so these organizations can scale their efforts even further.
Now, it's great to hear that there's a lot of work being done across the entire region, but could you share a little bit more specifically the initiatives that you're supporting here in Malaysia, and what's in the pipeline for 2021?
Absolutely. Here in Malaysia, we are currently supporting Youth Business International and its implementing partner, Startup Malaysia. They are helping small and medium business owners and entrepreneurs to respond to the COVID-19 crisis, mainly by providing them with the ongoing coaching and mentoring sessions, as well as organizing pitch sessions for entrepreneurs so then they can connect with the potential customers and investors. Technology will continue to be crucial for the economic recovery, and skills and jobs programs need to go really hand in hand with actions to increase digital inclusion so more people can benefit from opportunities in the internet.
Okay, Maria, now I just want to shift gears a little bit to something else. It's interesting to learn about the various work that's being done at Google.org and how Google.org not only provides cash assistance and donations, but you also focus a lot on employee volunteerism. Can you give us an example of how exactly does this work at Google as an organization, and how exactly do you engage your employees and empower them to drive change?
Volunteering is a really big part of our approach. Each year, Google volunteers worldwide volunteer and spend more than 200,000 hours with nonprofits, bringing their passion and engineering expertise to accelerate their progress. Organizations that we support consistently tell us that they want to do more with technology, but sometimes it's very hard for them to find and retain the right talent. So many of our Googlers here in Malaysia and across the region, they usually volunteer as mentors. We've seen many mentors running a workshop to teach our grantees to make compelling videos on YouTube, for example, or reach a wider community, or just use Google Workspace to be more effective and productive at work. But in addition to these small and short volunteering opportunities, we also offer these unique volunteering opportunities to our Google.org fellowship program. This is the program, a pro bono program that matches Google volunteers with our Google.org grantees for up to 6 months full-time technical projects. For example, right now we have 8 Googlers who have been working with our grantee, Vadvani AI, which is a nonprofit in India to build an AI-based offline application to improve health for farmers in India. And initially, we supported this organization with a $2 million US dollars grant as part of our AI Impact Challenge. So bringing our main resources together, including our funding, technology, and our Googlers, we really wanted to support them to increase the accuracy, but also scale their model for the last long impact.
I want to just dive a little bit deeper into the volunteering work done at Google and how you empower employees to drive change. Maybe you can be also specific with the examples of volunteering work done in Malaysia. Like you mentioned, a lot of work is done in India, but what could be some examples of work done here so that perhaps organizations here can also implement some of these volunteering work amongst employees, especially in times of crises like right now?
Absolutely. In Malaysia, we have seen so many volunteers to sign up to volunteer with Youth Business International, but also the implementing partner Startup Malaysia. As the objective of this initiative is to support underserved entrepreneurs and small and medium enterprises through various coaching and mentoring sessions. So we have had so many volunteers to sign up to volunteer their skills and time to mentor and coach these entrepreneurs to learn how to make these compelling business plans, how they can improve their current business plans, how they can learn to use different digital tools online so then they can keep their businesses afloat.
Maria, what exactly does Google.org ultimately want to achieve through these several initiatives, and why is it important for organizations, especially tech giants like Google, why is it important for these organizations to step up during especially a crisis like right now?
feels like economic recovery plans are really critical for helping small and medium enterprises to rebuild and get through this crisis. And we all know that the challenges faced in 2020 will not go away immediately. And we believe that focusing our efforts and pillars that we identified, economic relief and recovery and health and humanitarian efforts, will continue to be critical areas for us to focus on. For example, according to the Southeast Asia report, 14 million people came online in Southeast Asia last year. And that means that 70% of the region's population is now online. And these people will be able to access many of these new opportunities online. So while that is amazing, we also know that for many people, many of these opportunities will remain out of reach, and especially for the most underserved and marginalized communities. New jobs will be created, and young people should be able to access new skills to remain valuable for the labor market. And this will take all of us working together to ensure that the recovery is quick, comprehensive, and equitable for all.
Maria, what is one key takeaway? Perhaps you can share a piece of advice for other organizations also looking to do more good.
Well, what we have seen in 2020 is that it looks like the whole society came together and asked how we can help, whether that is through volunteering, personal or corporate giving, or simple acts of kindness. Everyone can do something. So let's say that you're part of the organization looking to do some more social good. I would say, think about your organization's strengths. What is unique and authentic to your organization? What is your purpose? What are your resources? And then reach out to the nonprofits and ask them how you can help. Take the time to understand the real needs of these organizations and beneficiaries you intend to help, as we must be tackling the actual issues and not what we think that the issues are. And then think of ways how you can marry the two.
Maria, I like how you mentioned the whole of society approach. And I think the best sort of phrase to capture that in Malaysia is this hashtag that went viral, Kita Jaga Kita. It's the idea of how everyone is just helping each other to get through and just to survive this pandemic. And, you know, I think that really captures the work that's being done at Google.org, utilizing different parts of society, different organizations to help each other survive this crisis. And, you know, before we wrap up, I do just want to know as well, we're hearing a lot about the work that Google.org does throughout the pandemic, but obviously we're looking at recovery in the post-pandemic world. So with a lot of these assistance being channeled to the underserved communities, making digital literacy accessible to the most vulnerable, how does Google.org look at the world after the pandemic, you know, utilizing this technology, not just during the crisis, but for the years and the decades to come? What is Google.org looking at in the long term?
Yeah, that's a very valid question. And we always look at the organizations that we support who are experts on the ground. We definitely want to learn from them and see what are the challenges that they're facing and how we can best support them. So from our side, we always look at ways how we, through Google.org, could leverage the best resources of Google to supporting these organizations. And on the long term, we also want to support their recovery plans and how they are addressing their communities. Technology, as you said, will continue to be critical for the economic recovery long term. And skills and jobs programs will need to go hand in hand to increase this digital inclusion and making these technology accessible to everyone. But we also understand that we can't do this alone. So that is why we are supporting these nonprofit organizations, and the recovery will need to be inclusive of everyone. And we are looking for ways how we can partner with governments, but also other corporate and nonprofit sector to make sure that the recovery is long-lasting and inclusive and equitable.
Maria, lastly, you've shared some great advice, particularly for organizations, but I think we're speaking to a lot of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, a lot of entrepreneurs who are just struggling, especially with another round of lockdown this year. You know, I think even after a whole year of lockdowns, some of them are still a little reluctant or a bit scared of jumping into the digital world. Perhaps you can share a last piece of advice for those who are still a little afraid and reluctant to take this leap of faith and, you know, together closing the digital divide through this pandemic. What can you share, you know, perhaps for those who are still a little bit scared and what are the kind of tools that they can best utilize, especially with Google, in order to survive this pandemic?
Absolutely. And as we have been seeing and learning from our grantees, many nonprofit organizations, but also small and medium enterprises, were really keen to learn how to use these new digital tools online, and especially during pandemic. I have personally been so thrilled to see how many people were really open and resilient to learn to use different digital tools online and pivot their initiatives from the offline to the online delivery while learning new skills at the same time. And we all understand that this journey is not easy, and we all need to be learning new skills at the same time. I think it's very good to be open and to stay open to learning new skills. We definitely need to stay resilient. And for the small and medium enterprises in Malaysia and across ASEAN, for example, they can look for the programs that are led by the Asia Foundation with the Go Digital ASEAN initiative. They can sign up for these programs, or they can look for the the initiatives run by the Youth Business International in Malaysia or across the region. And through these initiatives, they can be coached and mentored to learn how to use different digital tools online and ultimately help their organizations to stay afloat.
Thank you so much, Maria, for sharing with us the work that you do at Google.org and how it can empower communities to rebuild themselves in the post-pandemic world with technology. Thank you once again. And unfortunately, that's all the time that we have tonight on Agenda Awani with me, Naila Huda. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.